Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Lynn J. Dixon. Lynn J. is a true sophomore running back for the defending champion Clemson Tigers and has amassed over 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns in his career. Lynn J., thanks for joining us on the podcast.
You're welcome.
To start, Lynn J., Clemson, you guys currently are in the top four. What do you feel you guys have to do to repeat as national champions?
You know, we just got to, like, have that rearview mirror mentality. And, like, every game we play and everything we do is to keep it in the past and, like, treat every game like it's the playoff game and, like, not try to lose. And, you know, work hard every day at practice and practice like it's the game. And, you know, and just carry on that momentum on to each week.
You have, without a doubt, one of the best quarterbacks in Trevor Lawrence. What is it like with him during practice, and what makes him so good as a quarterback?
Well, Trevor, he's a real good leader, and, like, he leads the team very well every day of practice. And, you know, he pushes himself, and that makes everybody else want to push and do better. So I feel like that will make him very, very great.
And we know you guys have had a ton of success while you have played at Clemson. How would you describe this Clemson football culture?
It's almost like a family culture. Like, Coach Sweeney, he make us feel like we at home. And that's what we appreciate about him. And, you know, he respects us and his loyalty is very deep with us. And, you know, that would keep everybody happy around the team. So.
Just like you guys having the best quarterback, you guys have also, without a doubt, one of the best coaches in Dabo Sweeney. Can you describe your relationship with him?
Yeah, Dabo Sweeney is almost like he's on like a second dad. Like, he give you good advice, and you know you can go to him about anything that you're going through. So he make it very comfortable for you to play with him, and that would make the culture very special.
And talking about the idea of comfortability on your roster, how important is it to have a strong relationship with the other running backs in your group?
It's very strong because, like, when you have chemistry in a running back group, wide receiver group, quarterback group, you know, it just creates that motivation for each and everybody that's in that group because you're going to be pushing each other and, like, you're going to call that one beside you your brother. And you always like to see your brother eat and you want to see your brother do good. So I think that's the game thing about in the group. So,
can you describe your relationship with Travis Etienne? How has playing with him helped your development as a player?
Playing with him has helped me out a lot because, like, you know, I watch some of the things he do and he been here longer than me. So he tell me things that I need to do to upgrade on my running style and my play style. So, and our relationship is very strong. And, like, ever since I got here, and we became close, and, like, we really treat each other like brothers from different mothers. So.
And, Lynn J., since we're on the topic of learning from your peers and kind of a better understanding as you go throughout your collegiate career, now that it was your sophomore season, this past offseason, did you work on anything in particular to improve your game?
I worked on staying low, going through holes, and, like, pretty much working on my blocking techniques. And I think practicing on that really upgraded on my game. And I kind of understood the game a little bit more better than my freshman year. So it worked out very good.
And once the season comes to an end, that's hopefully after you guys win a national championship again, is there anything that you're going to work on specifically to improve your game?
Pretty much is, like, they keep working on the simple and littlest things possible. Just, like, you know, running low, working on my blocking technique, catching the ball, running routes, anything that can help upgrade on my game, I'm willing to work on. So that's what I'm pretty much going to work on this offseason.
And in your opinion, Lynn J., what traits make a good running back?
I feel like traits that make a good running back is, like, being able to block, like, be able to do things without the ball in your hand, and also just, like, having great vision, toughness, and, you know, the willingness to do things, and, you know, have that will and know that you is, like, almost like the heartbeat of the team. So you got to have that you got to run with that passion, and you got to play with that passion. And I feel like that's tricks what running backs got to have.
And coming off a victory against South Carolina, what are you guys looking to do to come out victorious and win the ACC?
Well, you know, just like every day practice is like it's a game. And, like, you know, not taking any team for granted, because, like, it's very hard to win. So we take every game like it's the championship game. And so that's what every game we treat it like. So I feel like we just got to practice hard, play with that winning mentality, and see where it goes from there.
And then talking about Clemson and the idea, you guys have had a ton of success while you've been there, even before, but not coming from South Carolina, what went into your decision to choose to play for Clemson?
Pretty much just the honesty and the respect that I've seen from the coaches and the family atmosphere. They, like, coming to me when I'm getting recruited by now, like, they didn't just tell me anything I wanted to hear. They were straight up with me. They were real with me. And they told me I'm going to have to work. So hearing that from a coach and, like, hearing that from a coach, it was very different. So I really fell in love with that. So that in my heart, I felt like Clemson was the best place for me.
And kind of switching to off the field, Lynjay, what went into your decision to major in communications?
After football, I want, like, my career to succeed in, like, broadcasting or things like that, and, like, just talk about sports and being on sports shows and things like that. So,
and since we're on that topic, Lynjay, I know there's a ton of successful guys, ESPN, a lot of former collegiate athletes. Do you have a certain sport that you want to focus on in terms of broadcasting once your career ends, or is it just a general idea of what you want to do once your playing days are over?
It's just something in general that that's something I want to do when my playing days are over.
Is there one underclassman on this Clemson team that really hasn't gotten the media attention yet that they should be getting, but has stood out to you and should be on draft radars pretty soon?
I really feel like upcoming running back Mikey Dukes and Chez Mulusi. They work very hard, and, like, they be very productive at practice. And, you know, I feel like they're going to make a big impact in the later on future.
You guys at Clemson always have a ton of top-tier running backs. And with Clemson, what has been your favorite memory from your collegiate career so far?
I'll say my favorite memory so far is me, like, when I jumped over the pile against Charlotte, because, like, you know, that's something that I always dreamed of doing. And when I was a little kid or whatever, seeing Herschel Walker doing it, Walter Payton, and, like, I always wanted to know, get that feeling. And so I feel like that was my favorite moment since my college career.
And what would you want GMs or scouts to know about your game?
Say about my game is, like, I say, like, I got great vision. I'm very quick, and I can make quick cuts. And I'm very tough. Like, I won't let nothing try to take me down easily. And I'm always bringing force running through the trenches or just running the ball in general.
And Lynjay, we've seen the level of success that you've had, obviously not being the starter upperclassman and Travis Etienne ahead of him. What are you looking to do once you take over as that starting running back?
Pretty much just, like, work very hard, and just show the people that, like, under me in the running back group that you got to work, and nothing will be taken for granted. So don't take anything for granted. And just motivate the young players and try to be a leader for them, and hope that they upgrade from it and take notes from what I left behind. So
not many college athletes, college football players get to experience winning a national championship, nevertheless being a freshman winning it. So what did that feel like, winning the national championship?
Oh, it was a very special moment, because coming from high school, I never did got a chance to play in a championship game. And, like, growing up watching the national championship just like seeing it, but actually being there and actually being like on the sidelines watching it and like as long and being on the field, it felt like a dream come true and like something that you can't it's something that I really can't believe and really can't catch grasp of, but like it was a very special moment and I'm very thankful to be in that position.
Lin Jay, what are typical game days like for a Clemson Tiger, and what's the feeling like playing at Memorial Stadium or Death Valley?
Playing at Death Valley is one special treat because, like, not many stadiums you have fans come to every home game and fill out the stadium. That's you gotta thank the fan for that and show the support that the Clemson fans have for their football team. And, you know, the energy that they bring, and it just gives us momentum each and every home game.
Something we like to ask every single athlete we interview is if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I'll say Reggie Bush or Chris Johnson. And because I kind of like out of my game after them. And so I would like to ask them, like, you know, I want to see like the tips that they did to make them become great and what they did in the NFL and also college. So, and try to take that on with me in the long run future. So.
And growing up, I know playing the running back position, did you have any guys that you looked up to or emulated your game after?
When I was young, I used to always look at Barry Sanders and Tony Dorsett. I'm looking at their highlights on YouTube and things like that. And Reggie Bush, when he was at USC, they really amazed me when I was a little kid, and I always try to out of my game after them. So I looked up to them.
And Lin Jay, you still got a lot of time ahead of yourself, but have you thought about signing an NFL contract? And what would be the first thing you'd like to do with your signing bonus?
I ain't really thought about that so far. Like, I just been focused on, like, today. And I just keep it in God's hands. And whatever he feel like best for me, I know he'll put in my mind that what decision that he want me to do so.
And Lin Jay, for our final question, what is one piece of advice you could give to a rising high school football player?
Just keep working and never let nobody keep you down, like, till you can't do nothing. Because, like, I done had a lot. Me coming up in high school, I didn't have a lot of people doubting me. But now I always keep, like, outside voices on the outside. And I just focus on my inside self and focus on what can make myself better. And I feel like that played a big part for me getting here so far. So.
That was Lin Jay Dixon from the Clemson Tigers. We really appreciate your time and good luck next year.
Appreciate it. Thank you.